Testing 1, 2, 3. Preparation for the lesson. Excerpt from the Rabash writings. What is that a saboteur was in the flood and he would kill in the work? The sages said, all that court, the greatness escapes him. Meaning when one says that I can be the Creator's worker under the condition that the Creator will give me grandeur, meaning greatness. Meaning, if I will feel that his blessed greatness, then I am capable to work for the benefit of the Creator. Otherwise, I cannot work for the sake of the heavens. He is told, the greatness eludes him. But at the time when one says, I want to work the Creator without conditions, and I don't need greatness, rather he wants to work the Creator in the essence of lowness, meaning although he has no sensation of the greatness of the Creator, but above reason, which is called lowness, then he is merited with the discernment of greatness, in that he lowers himself because he wants to work only for the sake of the heavens and not for his own benefit. Therefore, at a time when he says that he cannot work, only when he will be able to feel the greatness of the Creator, it is found that the desire to receive says that if he does not understand the greatness of the Creator within reason, he is incapable of working for the benefit of the Creator. It is found that only the desire to receive is what operates. And the desire to receive had restriction and concealment, therefore he has no possibility to merit the greatness discernment. But a person needs to be escaping the greatness, evading the greatness. And this is what we say, one who escapes honor chases him.
That's hard to explain. He says that one who tasted, you know, he has that taste, then he understands. Because we need to receive the force with which to advance, not through our will to receive, in which we don't want to receive any gifts, otherwise we're on the plane of this world, like in science or such rewards. That's not how we want to advance in spirituality. We need to advance through what we feel in our vessels of bestowal, but we don't yet have vessels of bestowal, so how can I advance? What will give me the stimulus, the energy? And this is called faith above reason, meaning to receive from above, yes, spirit, energy, but this is called in faith above reason, meaning not in my vessels of reception, but rather to the extent that I can receive that from the environment, as much as I'm able, and certainly these are still egoistical actions, but as much as I'm able to work with the group on the greatness of the Creator, or as he says here, the magnitude, maybe, of the Creator. So to the extent that we can advertise it, publicize it to one another, from that we receive strength. And that strength, that force, is one that doesn't come into the vessels of reception, because there's no depiction in it. Rather, it comes because we come together and we bestow, we influence one another, and correspondingly comes the light that reforms and gives us the ability to advance. Until within the person, vessels are built that are, I have no words, but vessels that operate according to the intention of bestowal, according to the force of bestowal. It's like a new machine that is working according to spiritual physics, when simply a person receives the ability to work towards bestowal for the sake of heavens. And we have to reach that. What else does he say? Meaning not to chase after the recognition, the revelation of the Creator, of the light, but rather to chase after vessels of bestowal, the ability to perform an action of bestowal in a true manner, meaning without any profit gain for oneself. If the group, the society, puts that as a purpose, as a goal, then it receives illumination and its kli is built. This is the kli of Bina, or the Noach's Ark,